We're just looking at a little bit about the charts of Princess Diana and some of the other major notables in this big, really tragic event. And yet, as we were saying earlier, my personal conviction is that she and Dodi would not have been happy, that in many ways they were mirror images. She represented someone who really cared about other people, was really sensitive to other people, empathic, compassionate, wanted to help, to heal, had the ability to truly love.
What's your rising sign?
She has Libra rising if we have the right birth time. Now there's two times out for her.
Oh.
The one from the palace gives her Sagittarius rising, but this is from her mother. Her mother said she was having the baby and she heard the whistle for the race. I think it was Wimbledon. And it was 2 p.m. and the baby was born right after that.
Well, she's younger than me. They didn't keep precise timing.
England does not put time on birth certificates. England never has, and I don't know if they ever will, but they do keep track of royal births, but she wasn't a royal birth, of course.
How
but the palace put out a time of 5:45 p.m. The mother, when Diana was having her chart done by a local astrologer, the mother said no right after 2 p.m. So that's the chart which I think works.
So
and that gives her 17 Libra rising in Paris, 19 Libra, transiting Saturn, 19 Libra, progress Saturn, 25 Capricorn on her IC in Paris. So with this time, transiting Saturn on one angle and progress Saturn on another angle, the two major angles.
Is there a real negative Pluto aspect to it?
Yeah, there's everything.
Everything.
There's everything. There's always everything. But she has a had a long-term Pluto opposite Chiron. Was there all her life.
But that's Saturn
but
on the local
transiting
ascendant.
Saturn on the local descendant.
Descendant.
And progress Saturn on the local IC.
Angles. Wow.
Yeah. And other things just all over the chart. But I think she was like that side of this basic dilemma of life is, you know, meeting our own needs versus the needs of others. And she was too into needing others, too vulnerable to others. And Dodi was, I think, the opposite. He was totally into himself and what he wanted, and to hell with anyone else. And because he had the string of bad debts, as you know, renting expensive houses and walking out without paying, and running through famous women, and he was engaged to someone who was suing him when he left her, broke off with her to take up with Diana. And his time is not known. So this is a speculative chart. I'm using just under 25 Gemini rising. And his son, however, is Aries. Natal son, 24 Aries. Progressed Uranus, 24 Cancer. And Moon at 22 Capricorn and Ceres at 25 Capricorn and progressed part of death at this time is right at 24 Capricorn and progressed Neptune at 25 Libra, full cardinal cross.
For him.
For Dodi. And
this is the chart reliable as far as timing?
No, it's no rectification is reliable. It's speculative.
Oh.
Speculative time. Date is reliable, but everybody's safe. Probably okay. Born in April 15th. And I'm of 9.
Do you have Prince Charles?
Yes.
Both good
also,
stuff
both of the sons. Put the. I have not Charles yet. I haven't had time to do that. And I have, and they are really quite incredible.
Is she like, is he
William
passionate?
Is very like her. He has Neptune rising, and Sun and Moon can.
Wow.
And the note of the Moon a little. Enormously idealistic. Enormously sensitive. To other people. His mother. His moon is in Cancer. Between the sun and the node. series is in Scorpio, and she played the major role for him, and then his father. Now, his natal Saturn in the ninth house is 15 Libra. And square them.
I don't think they're going to be able to grenade them now since Missouri.
Please be a sensitive and idealist. He also is conscientious and fulfill duties properly and Capricorn in the first house. The moon in Capricorn. It's the asteroids come in. It's named for death goddesses. We're named for the same goddess. Athena was the Roman goddess. Natal Hela, Aquarius in this chart. Point in Paris is zero Aquarius. And it's progressed Hela at zero Aquarius conjunction. All of them quincunx. And square Jupiter, right. Death. Is hell. Is and natal Libet 7 Gemini progressed moon was natal Libetina natal hell aspect death the moon and opposite name of the driver. And opposite part of death at 22 Libra. One of the reasons I stick with plastic is with the 8th house cusp. A yod pattern. The mother, Capricorn, quincunx to the part of death in the 6th. And to Capricorn. Was also square progressed down at 22 Libra in the ninth, Diana in the ninth. So
definitely
it was there. Yep.
Well, that's one problem. It have to be the official
no,
one
it did. The character that was the outcome.
That was the
I said, no, maybe.
It's just a result of our
Mother Teresa was so much on her.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Into the idea.
And Diana.
Diana was very family and love. Wanted a man to love her. Taste and who she picked, but being all over the place and self-centered men. Everyone. It's a book about their private life. Mistress after he's married to her. Playboy, who never would have. She didn't have any.
She basically felt hopeless and there's an old, decent, loving relationship.
Her own independence. And unwilling to be faithful.
The one with the movie, I don't know if you'd seen it. I mean, it was like a man who just met her in a car one day and came up. Not hers.
Uh-huh.
Said, sorry. And I took it. Darling.
Boy. And art is still conjunct Scorpio in the 10th house. Roman goddess of death was in Venus, both 13 Gemini. So again, everything, death, the mother, all over the chart.
We have a natal chart that would indicate ascend to the...
Jupiter is natally a... and was retrograde, now direct Scorpio, but his midheaven is... So Jupiter moves slowly, but he'll get...
And perhaps Charles...
Not Charles, whether he ever will or not.
Actually, the people of... Charles. But they got the...
Yeah, Charles...
You said he...
Charles is actually a... Royal family's open to homeopathy. Ecology, to save nature. Very, very, of all kinds. Very open to it. But he... proper heir to the throne. Camilla, the one he really loved, and married someone else.
Yeah.
Kept her as a mistress, and he's considered perfectly did it. Virtually all kings money did it. And Carl Jung all his life, and she had dinner with the family week, and when swivet about something got him call the mistress to come and calm him.
Carl Jung was
yes, but it of the world have always done that. The bourgeois that had these loyalty and commitments. Charles took it for granted that was the way King discreetly. And Diana was he did wanted someone to and he got turned off by her and the upset him. Go back even more. This was just a very desperately needed love, and she was too needy, and she never learned. Should have given her more love, and he wasn't a loveless marriage. They cared about
why the queen royalty said anything to about Diana is because association with Fayed, right? We don't condone what to, you know, show our.
Well, no, I don't. They were doing the traditional that royal people are supposed to be and stoic and not.
People
they actually, I know, and sense enough to change when they saw what emotion they started doing it. Actually, I think they probably Diana happily married. If she had had a happy marriage, they were not so much against those, but the consequence, because now she's doing it forever and for her death, because if he'd been had this happen, it was the worst possible. Yeah. Her turning to being.
But she's definitely.
Take with your article to say.
Yeah,
that.
And her. To be canonized. With problems.
Yeah.
I suppose you said.
We got it on tape.
I don't have.
And he worked. Or CBS
yeah,
or CNN.
In.